Violent crime in Detroit was down last year. Homicides and aggravated assaults fell by 2% from 2017, and robberies were down by 13%. But one violent crime saw a sharp increase statistically. From 2017 to 2018, reported rapes increased by 28%. This week, Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer is writing about the reasons for that apparent increase, and she joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Let's start with some of the numbers. In 2016, the Detroit police recorded 674 rapes in the city. The next year, it was 697. Then last year, that number jumped to nearly 900. Nancy, the city points out that it has changed the way it records rapes for these reports. Can you explain what's different?
So in the past, the department filed what they call law enforcement notifications, which are reports from third parties that a sexual assault has occurred, like in the situation of school counselors or physicians required in some cases to report. The department didn't classify those as rape reports until after some investigation had happened, but the Detroit Police Chief James Craig says that they've started changing the way that they do that. They're going to classify every report as a rape unless they determine that it wasn't. So, but even if you factor out that there are going to be more rapes reported because of this change, we're still looking at a number of reported rapes that's remained pretty consistent for the past 2 years.
One of the widely accepted difficulties in dealing with rape investigations is the difficulty for victims coming forward. How does including more reports from other sources change the perception of rape as a concern in Detroit?
One of the things that I think is very interesting about this change is that they're saying we're going to take this as the presumption that it did occur until we investigate and find out that it didn't. And I think that's a huge thing. Women have not come forward because historically the burden has been on a woman to prove that, you know, she was raped. If you come in and say your car was stolen, barring extraordinary circumstances, people just believe you. Believing women, believing girls who say that things have happened to them, that's kind of a huge thing, and we need to be able to do that. And I think that's part of what could encourage more victims to make reports.
You've written about rape statistics in the past, and you noted that murder rates are treated as marquee news, a gauge of the city's safety. But the number of rapes rarely factors into that conversation about how safe a city is. Do you think that rape needs to be included in that conversation more broadly?
Absolutely. You know, we consider murder, property crime, you know, did your car get stolen? Are you liable to get mugged outside of your favorite, you know, bar or restaurant? We consider these things to be deeply connected to quality of life indicators. But for some reason, sexual assault never quite makes it into the headlines in this way. Certainly for the people who experience it, it has a pretty devastating impact on quality of life.
Just last year, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office tested the last of more than 11,000 rape kits that had been forgotten in a former police building. That's a massive effort in terms of investigation and testing. And you have this ongoing effort of hundreds and hundreds of rapes a year. Are there enough resources to deal with all of these investigations and cases that will continue to pile up as we move forward?
Of course not. I mean, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy had to go outside the county to raise the money to test those kits and then to prosecute the perpetrators as they were revealed through this testing. This was under a different county administration, but it wasn't prioritized. But yet doing it is crucial, because what's the point of making this report if nothing's going to happen? That's the message that's being sent when you don't investigate and prosecute.
Nancy, we've talked about reporting and tracking data. What could city government and the police department do to increase prevention of rapes in the first place?
Testing this rape kit data has shown that hundreds of the 11,000 kits that were tested, that in about 800 or more cases, these were serial rapists. The average rapist rapes 7 to 11 times before they're caught. And out of that, repeat offenders that were found in the rape kit backlog testing, more than 50 of them had sexually assaulted 10 to 15 times each. If you get those offenders out of the mix, then you're preventing a lot of future assaults.
Okay, Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com.